it is my message. You, through your commandments, made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all testimonies are my meditation, than the ancients, because I have restrained my feet from ever. Revive me, O Lord. My life is continually. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Find my heart to perform your statutes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Last time that love is a governing. What we love determines the wisdom of this world. It's actually a small clay lamp. This is a very elaborate lamp. Right? Not much more than a lamp. Something that's common, you know, light bulb, you just bought the wattage that you wanted. It's very common. I know Miriam collects some, but our lives are so much. How, just thinking back in the day that this light and stuff, and it wasn't smooth pace. Now I can get into some. We have street lights. On our cars, we have headlights. Our streets are for driving on. Think about it. The streets, you had all kinds of their vehicles. They just go right in the middle of the street. So to walk on their streets at night, it was very dark. And there was a lot of stuff you didn't want to step in. And that really stands as an illustration for life. For a believer who is trying to follow after God and doing what is right, following his law, there's a lot of darkness in this world. As we go through our day, we're walking in a sin-cursed, darkened world where there is all kinds of things that we don't want to trip over, and we don't want to land. We don't want to get on our shoes. If we walk in this world, there's sin, there's wrong choices, all kinds of stuff we want to avoid. And they needed to carry. One story was talking about a pastor and a little boy that was trying to help him. And the boy was carrying the light for the pastor, and he was holding it up. And the streets were muddy, and they sank down into the ruts. And the pastor hits hand, and he holds the lamp down here. He says, "You can hold the lamp too high." You think about a lamp in a house, you want to put it up and so it can give light to the whole house. But if you go outside and you hold the light, you're trying to do what when you hold the light?
Too far.
You're trying to see something too far away. Your eyes are looking out too far. You're trying to get the light, and the light doesn't reach. It brings brighter light, right? Why is that illustration? Each step at a time. He wants us to live with him too high, but it's hard to do. Spurgeon said, one of the most practical benefits is guidance in the with brilliance, but to guide us by it. What does he mean that it's the word of God is not there to astound us? Guidance and instruction. The word of God is that. It's a rich mind. I think that sometimes we sit down that we get hit with the light. You know, we want a high mountaintop experience. We're looking for something deep. We're looking for some real. We expect the Word of God to just really, you know, we look for emotional things. Practical things are not, right? We look for great and beautiful things and what we need today, what we need to direct our steps. It's not there just to give us an emotional high or discouraged about that. I don't feel like I'm. Another story that I read, a pastor was in some remote place and there that couldn't read, and so he was going to go and read for them, and he read too long and it was dark. The owner of the house says, "Here is a torch. This is too little. Won't it burn out? But what if the wind comes up and blows it out? It will light your way home. But what if it starts raining on my way home? It'll extinguish." Sometimes it will light our way. It is a light to my path. and it is faithful, it's true, to do its job. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your to take firm was to establish or to be fit, to make binding in the whole of the Word of God. And we see, we are warned about it. We're not to take oaths lightly. Is there anything apart from a vow?
Love.
God does want us to take the oath in dire situations. The time that he's committed himself, walk with the Lord, committed to make a soldier unresolved to fight, may he. There's no resolve to go into that. We had a lot of problem with that. There was a lot of problems there. A soldier that's not committed to the battle, resolution in a week will perform more than strength. Which taking an oath is something that is brave. The resolution. I am afflicted. Quicken me. And again, we see this is the hardships of life. It drains him. What is a cross? The Christian life is a life engaged, and yet it is the life. Kind of an oxymoron there, right? But that's what Christ taught us. That if we give our life, we will receive it back again. So as we go about this world, which is, but it's also the life of new life that is constant phraseology, but we are walking in fellowship with this power from God by strengthening our love for him, by giving us a greater hope for the except I pray the free will of God is not in offerings. He made it possible for Israel. It was the necessary offerings for their. They had to bring those. But once they were restored to that fellowship, it was up to them to bring free will offerings. And Israel would bring of their crops, they would bring the fruit of their livestock and so forth, bring money, different things, their life, and they would bring it and voluntarily offer it to God. David is asking his free will offerings, but he's not offering not only true of our tithe, but of our praise. God desires a first fellowship with us. God isn't going to twist by dealing with our sins. He wants us to walk with him. We have a battle situation.
David to death without a cause.
Took his life in his hand to meet Goliath. So, forbid it, and it, when you say, take, maybe carrying an expensive vase filled with something of value, you don't go walking around with that away from the kids. You don't want it to be broken. You store it somewhere. What is valuable to him is his life, and he says, I'm taking my life in my hands. Life is dangerous. In the fear of danger we are taken, but the righteous are limited, regularly traveling to do what is right. People are out to protect themselves, to or contractors that are backing out of contract, they're doing immoral things to protect. So as I think of others, he then talks about heritage and that God's testimony. If I had to choose between and God's testimonies, whatever temporal thing that I could be, if I can have a couple of helpers come up. I need somebody that can hold a cup. In here are five glasses. We're going to get this out, so this is dangerous, right? Put them up. Fill them all up. I filled you up. Now, water should come out of that. What do you think I'm trying to say with this? First time, we just had her put her finger on here and we filled. Why is that? Filled themselves up because different days require different amounts of grace. But as every day we're walking in fellowship with you, we have a hard time. God's grace came into our life, we had enough. Sometimes we forget to give God the free will offerings of his mouth, giving God praise, worship, to praise God and worship him. And if we just poured the water in one day and we did our worship one day and fully walked with the Lord, walking in fellowship with the Lord, wants us to walk to us.